Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome into Texas State Radio Network's Countdown to Kickoff playoff style. Are you ready? Steve Randall, man, I'll tell you what a regular season it was. If you blink, you missed it, and now it is week one of season three, as a lot of the coaches like to say. It's playoff time, Steve.
It just kind of feels like we've almost done this a dozen times.
At the very least. So yeah. Let's do it one more time. Okay. And let's head out to Galveston as we welcome to the program Sheldon Benight. Galveston Ball finished 8-2 on the year. They've got five losses over the last three seasons, and he has certainly turned this Golden Tornado team around and has them primed and ready for another deep state title run.
Kind of the kicker to all that is we got here during COVID. I was accepted by the school board, and 3 days later, COVID hit. So I just met a few of the kids on a couple of days we got. I didn't know all their names. We didn't know anything. And all of a sudden they're gone. So I'm scrambling and talking to, you know, coaches that are already on staff, trying to figure out, you know, who our team are, who our kids are. We got a hold of them, and we stumbled our way through it. So that was a very difficult year trying to, you know, build not just culture, but, you know, dealing with character issues and things that needed to be corrected before any of the X's and O's. Just trying to do all that together was very, very difficult. So, but I, you know, what we did was, you know, anytime you come into a new situation, the hardest sell is going to be the seniors. And there was a couple of them that really latched on to us, and they're, you know, they're still, one or two of them still playing ball today. So, you know, we're proud of them. And, but the under levels really attached to us, and they bought into what we're doing, what we're, you know, teaching them. And so we kind of kept them separate. You know, we practiced them separate, and, you know, they won. I think freshman JV all won about five or six games that year. And, you know, everybody was surprised and tickled about it. But, you know, the culture we started to establish at that point really took off the second year. Because of the that had hardly any success before, and all of a sudden they saw a little success, and that really sold them. And we kept them separate, really, out of just, I mean, completely separate. We didn't mix them with the varsity. That was because of really, you know, because of COVID issues. You know, we want everybody to lose your entire team. So, but anyway, it actually worked out, you know. So, but after the first year, you know, we just try to stay consistent with our discipline, with our character, and we talk about character all the time. And, you know, the way I put it, not to insult anybody, we cut out all the ignorance on the field as far as X and O is concerned, and did things that make sense, played solid football and athletic ability, and their will to win kind of took over. So, you know, they learned how to fight to win, and we're really seeing the results of that this year. We got two little blemishes on our record. That's more because of injury than anything else. But we're trying to get a couple of kids back. But the kids really bought in after they saw, you know, that this really works, you know. So it was a fight at first just because of COVID. I've always used a mantra all year of, you know, only team that can stop us is us when we're full tilt. And, you know, there's not any excuses anymore. We're in it, and it's time to go. But the best thing is, I think that we're battle tested this year. We were in a or in a district last year, didn't give it last 2 years, didn't give us a lot of competition. So when we got in the playoffs and we, you know, as it turned into a fight, we didn't know how to respond. And I out of ignorance, I didn't know. I really didn't know. And our staff didn't know how to, we turned every day in practice into a competition the last 2 years, not counting this year. And just so we could get some competition. And it just wasn't the same thing as finding it during the game. So at the end of the game, we didn't know how to finish, you know. So but this year we're battle tested, you know, and so we're proud of that part. But I think we can carry ourselves as far as long as we play to our potential. We can play as long.
Appreciate that, Coach Benight. They've got their hands full, and a lot of teams have their hands full. What's this first weekend of the playoffs look like? We'll tell you next.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. We are back at Countdown to Kickoff. Once again, big shout out to Coach Sheldon Benight over at Galveston Ball. And, of course, they're 5A D1 as they're getting things rocking and rolling. And, of course, they open up against Houston Waltrip, and that's on Friday night at Galveston's Kerrville Stadium at 7 p.m. 1900 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock. All right, let's go out. Hey, it's getting to that time of year, Steve. Hey, we've seen it the last couple weeks. We've seen weather rear its ugly head. We've seen gay hell. We had our boy BJ Loudermilk on the post-game show last week, who we didn't get to till midnight because that game got delayed because of Mother Nature, right? Yep. Well, you want to know what this week's going to look like? Let's go check in with Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist.
All right, my Upper Texas coastal friends in the piney woods of East Texas, it is Friday Night Lights, time for high school football, and a little bit of a chill in here in the air for the middle of November as temperatures will be falling into the 50s during the game. Winds will be pretty much light from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and I'm not looking for any precipitation in the forecast. It should be a delightful evening for high school football. Just make sure you put an extra layer on to keep you warm. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
So all you need is an extra layer.
That's right.
All you're going to need.
As long as you're appropriate.
As long as you're appropriate with that extra layer, that's all that matters for this weekend. And we will have games. I mean, look, this thing kicks off on Thursday night, and we'll play through Saturday as far as, you know, this first round of playoff games. And we've got a slate of games to get to. And, of course, being on the eastern region of the great state of Texas, just a couple games that we're looking at. And, of course, look, these are all going to be great games. So if we don't get to your game or if we leave yours out, certainly we're not saying anything about who's not playing. What you got?
Oh, I was just wanted to say a big shout-out to all of our affiliates out in East Texas. KSST-AM, Sulphur Springs, John Mark Dempsey out there doing a great job with those Wildcats.
Yeah, he is.
We appreciate that. 92.1 FM, the team out of Tyler, and Bill Coates and doing yeoman's job.
Yeah,
he is. Yeah, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame for sure. Carthage, K-Gas, K-Gas FM. Appreciate the guys out there. And then out of Crockett, we KIVY, they call in almost every week. In Madisonville, KMVL FM. And then out of Marshall, KMHT. There you go.
Real quick, you mentioned Carthage. They actually kick their season, or excuse me, they kick off the season, the playoff season tomorrow night. Tomorrow, aka being Thursday night, so they play Longview Spring Hill. And of course, I think we're all in cahoots on this, Steve, where we think Carthage is definitely the team to beat in 4AD2.
I agree with that. In fact, I think they're going to go all the way, and they're actually going to win stage. You can just mark that down and bam right now.
You're not going to hear any disagreement out of me. All right, we got a few more games to get to in the 6A and 5A levels as well. Lots to get to, plus the South, the West, and the North. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. It is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. I'm Fred Davis. That's Steve Randall. Glad to have you guys on board. We are in the east region of the state. We already mentioned what's going down in Class 4A with your with Carthage, the Bulldogs, and so, of course, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Real quick, in 5A D2, you got the defending state champion, Port Neches Groves, and, of course, you got the big matchup, right? I mean, it didn't – because Nederland won – As a result, you're going to have a potential second-round matchup of South Oak Cliff and Port Neches Groves.
Yes.
Which just doesn't seem fair for high school fans.
No, because somebody goes home before Christmas.
I get it. This is the way this is the way they drew it up, so I certainly understand it. And this is not the time nor the place to start petitioning the UIL.
We really don't.
And literally we don't. Nederland and Texarkana, that's gonna be a game people are watching.
Yeah.
Lufkin, they're gonna be in action. And then of course on the 6A side, obviously you've got Fulcher. That's my sleeper team to keep an eye on. And then of course don't forget Duncan. Duncanville, DeSoto, they're all in action this weekend as well. Duncanville versus Temple. And then you'll have, let's see here, I had it right in front of me before it left. You've got Humble, Summer Creek, and Clear Falls. That's another team that I know a lot of in a 6A D2 that people are going to be keeping their eye on. And then, don't forget, North Shore and Deer Park. That kicks off on Thursday. All right, we're going to get into more games here in the southern region of the state. Don't go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. Welcome back in. Now let's take a look at all things in the southern region of the state. We're talking Corpus Christi. We're talking San Antonio. And we're talking a little bit of Austin. Now you may say, well, Fred, that's Central Texas. Well, you know what? For the sake of the UIL, it's Southern Texas, okay? So
they messed it all
look,
up.
Look, don't shoot the messenger, boys and girls. Do not shoot the messenger. We'll dive into a little bit more, and I know we with the interviews and what have you, we don't have an interview from a Southern coach this week, so no big deal there. And like I said, with it being high school playoff time, that actually gives a little bit more time to dive into some of these games. But real quick, let's go ahead and do some weather. You already heard about what it's supposed to look like on the eastern side of the state. Let's take a look from Mr. Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist, about what the southern side of Texas is going to look like this Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
High school football in the middle of November. Yep, and here we go. It's time to kick off, and the weather should be delightful. I don't see any rain here across the hill country in South Texas. Temperatures will be falling through the 60s and even down through the 50s into the hill country. So wind will be light, 10, 15 miles per hour from the south. May put a little bit of a chill in the air for you. But otherwise, again, no precipitation, clear skies, and it should be a nice evening for high school football. Enjoy. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
I mean, it is going to be a nice weekend for high school football.
He just serves it up on a platter. It's like, enjoy.
I mean, if you don't appreciate the dulcet tones of one Dan Brunoff, it's a message filled with love, Steve.
It's
a message filled with love.
It just keeps giving and
love.
Giving.
It really does. It really does.
Hey, I got some shout-outs.
You got shout-outs.
Yes. Let's go down south. Corpus Christi, we love our affiliates. Keys, KEYS, 1440 AM. And out of Victoria, the West Warriors are heard down there. And also in Brenham, KWHIAM and FM, the Brenham Cubs. Doug Brown doing a good job. And then down in Rockdale, KRXTFM out of Rockdale. And then out of big-time South Texas, Noble Radio, there's about 12 stations down there where you hear, Gonzales and Yoakum and Hebronville, Refurio. You hear the Shiner Comanches, all of that down there. So doing a great job for us. We appreciate it.
No, they absolutely are. And so let's take a quick gander at some of these games over in the southern region of the state. And, of course, and when we're talking about, southern playoff teams. And so, when you look at 6A Division I, all right, I'm looking at Austin Westlake as a team that's certainly primed to make a deep run. You look at a Lake Travis, and like I said, we're just sticking to teams that are in the southern side of the state. That would be those are the two teams that are jumping off the page to me, Steve, as far as teams that have a legit claim to making a deep run. And San Antonio wise, Cibolo's in Division II, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's correct. 6A Division II. and they're in a region three.
And so,
I mean, region four.
Okay. And so, yeah, so that that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like Cibolo is the you know, from a Southern standpoint,
right,
the team to beat as far as if you're going to put some, you know, dare I say, put some money on a team, but you get what I'm saying. If you've got a rooting interest, I think Cibolo's a team that can certainly sneak into this thing from the southern side of the state.
Well, and I agree with that out of Region 4. Out of Region 3, I'm liking Summer Creek out of 6A Division 2.
Okay. No, I do too. I do too. I think that's a, you know, you got DeSoto in there as well. And of course, they're going to match up with a tough Willis team as well in the second round of the playoffs. But, and you know, that's the beauty of it is you're going to have a lot of really good matchups in the second and third round of these playoffs as well.
And I think a sleeper coming out of North Texas is South Lake Carroll. In fact, I have them going all the way and surprising a whole lot of folks. I mean, there's a pedigree there, so you can't just, you know, sleep on them either.
No, and that's the beauty of this thing, right, is, look, I get it, the Duncanvilles, the DeSotos, the North Shores, they get a lot of love, and rightfully so, but you've got a lot of teams that, and we learned this throughout the course of the year, where you've got coaches that have been battle-tested, and, you know, it's just, it's a gauntlet, right? And so, you know, you forget, oh, okay, so maybe they didn't win the championship, but, you know, they've been in the Final Four, you know, five out of the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So, more games to look at when we come back. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve, I'm Fred. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, we are back here at Countdown to Kickoff. Let's take a look at some of these teams over in the South that we're looking at as far as, you know, making a deep run. San Antonio Piper over there in 5A 13. They're playing San Antonio Southwest Legacy. That game's going down on Friday. That's a game, or that's a team in Piper that I think is poised to make a deep run. We talked to Coach Rogers earlier this year. He's got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. So that's number one. Let's not get that confused. But again, that's just been a team that they made a deep playoff run last year. And again, it looks like they're primed to make another deep run again this year.
Well, I agree with you. Out of the San Antonio area, I actually have them coming out of Region 4.
Okay.
And of course, through some of the other regions, I got College Station coming out of 3. And then up here in 2, Frisco Lone Star. We've been talking about them all year long.
Okay.
And then the ultra favorite, you know, you can't bet against them, and that's Aledo coming out of Region 1.
No.
And I have them actually winning state. So I've got Aledo, Frisco Lone Star, College Station, and I like your pick, San Antonio Piper.
Yeah, no. I'm expecting them to make some noise this year as well. And then, of course, where's my Alamo Heights guys? Are they over on the, or is that are they 6A? I can't remember off the top of my head right now. No, Alamo Heights. Yeah, that, I tell you what, again, they're in, I'm sorry, they're in 5AD2. That's what it was. Don't sleep on them coming out of that coming out of that particular region as well.
Yeah.
They open things up on Friday as well against Corpus Christi Ray. So again, you know, it's funny that 5A San Antonio is going to be. I think they're going to be, well, they already are very well represented. And then of course, don't forget our folks over at Smithson Valley as well at there at the bottom. And again, they've had kind of a rough year. Bringing in a lot of new talent, and I know that one time they had two or three different quarterbacks they were trying to fill in. There's a team that made a runner-up run last year, so, and then of course don't forget about Corpus Christi, Flower Bluff as well. They've also got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo as well. And then let's not forget, we got to love up our boys over in Madisonville as they play Gatesville. And of course, granted, they're in the East, but we just got to give them some love too, because they are also a strong TSN affiliate.
Well, in one of those things, and you this past year, you know me, I'm just coming out of left field in some of my predictions.
Sounds
are
about
right.
I'm with you on that.
I'm out of the South. I'm coming through on a Region 4 with the Corpus Christi Miller.
Okay.
Corpus Christi Miller.
They've had a solid year.
And Richmond Randall coming out of Region 3. And I have Richmond Randall actually surprising everybody.
Yeah.
Surprising Argyle and Texas High and Corpus Christi Miller. I think Richmond Randall's going to win state.
I love it. I love to hear it. All right. Final segment out of the South region. We'll take a look at some of the smaller classes, 3A and 2A, and get you ready for the North as well as the West. Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff playoff style. region segment, and then we'll jump over to the north side, a.k.a. the DFW. But real quick, looking at the 3A slate over in Division Two, and, of course, you know, you got Canadian against Muleshoe, and that kicks off on Thursday, and that's a game that everybody's going to be keeping an eye on because Canadian's a team you got to watch out for. Don't forget about Columbus in 3A Division One. You got East Chambers. It's always a that's always staunch as well. Corpus Christi London, they're taking on Rio Hondo. That's going to go down on Friday as well. And then I got to give a shout out to my folks over in good old Newton, Texas. They kick things off on Friday as well. So you got a lot of, you know. And then let's see. What about our boys in Refurio? Where are they at? Where are they kicking things off at? Let me see here if I can find it. Don't forget Malakoff. They kick off on Thursday night as well. So get ready for that. And dadgummit, let's see. We got all the games here. Blooming Grove, that's another game that you got to get your mind right for. So many good games. So many good games.
It's that time of the year.
Man, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be
exciting.
A lot of fun. I know you're excited. I'm excited. And, of course, we'll have all the results as they come in from both Thursday's and Friday's game on the post-game show, the scoreboard, and the wrap-up on Friday starting at 10 p.m. on these very same TSN affiliates. All right, coming up next, let's go to the north side, a.k.a. the DFW, and welcome to the program, Lee Wigginton from Allen High School. Don't you go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, welcome back in. It is all things north side of the state, a.k.a. the DFW Metroplex. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis, and let's... We caught up with, you know, and it's kind of interesting how it all played out. So last week we had Mike Odell from Louisville on. Well, this week, guess who we've got on? We've got on the team that they're going to be facing, a.k.a. the Allen Eagles, ranked seventh in the state right now at 10-0. Coach Lee Wigginton, he's in year three of his campaign. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about having his program rocking and rolling. Not to say that Allen hasn't rocked and rolled in the past, but they are certainly flying high under Coach Wigginton.
You know, when you come in, you're not thinking about...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting to that point, you know, you're thinking about, you know, and came in the summertime, right? You know, started on a June 6th, which is awful timing. You know, it just doesn't make, to me, it doesn't make sense. You know, it really wasn't a wise move to do, just because primarily I believe that so much of what you do in a football season starts the first day of off season, right? So, you know, in our world, we go through an off season, then we go through spring ball. Then you roll into the summer as you're wrapping things up, and then you get to go play ball, right? But it's your team is built when school's out, and in the way we do run things here, right? So, you know, that wasn't something I'm thinking about again when I move, but I move after that point, right? So I move, and you know, Coach Morris and his staff had gone through their off season, they'd gone through spring ball, and then the job opens, right? So, really, my mindset coming in was okay. You know, this is not an ideal situation in terms of being able to get stuff established. So it was really just knowing that what a great program this is, what tremendous history, what phenomenal kids and coaches have been a part of it. How can we get these kids to the finish line of their senior year and give them the absolute best we have to give, you know? And so there wasn't in that first summer and fall a lot of focus of what can we look like, you know, moving forward. It was literally, how can we get a staff hired? How can we get to know the names of the kids? You know, how can we get ready for the first game of the year? How can we get ready for the next game? It was really that day by day through that season, just really was. And then, you know, the season ends and you start a full season, right? So we started that December, our second year. And, you know, things naturally, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, you start getting in a groove and things start flowing to the kids and the coaches. And then, like you said, the continuity just puts everyone at ease. You know, you learn to know what to expect. The two part, you know, asked, you know, how we feel about ours. And it just goes back to, for us, I'm so honored daily to get to work with our coaches, on our staff. You know, they care so much about these kids and give so much of themselves, and it's noticed. You know, I'm not talking on the field either. Just, it's just fun group to be around. So that part feels good, knowing that, these kids are coming to a place that's good for them, that's helping them develop as men. You know, I feel really, really good about that. And then I do feel good that we put a product on the field, that is sound, right? You know, it doesn't mean we're going to be flawless by any stretch, but we're going to look the part when we go on the field. And then Louisville, you know, it's just a team. They just don't have it. They don't have any weaknesses. They're loaded. You know, I mean, you don't have Coach Sark flying helicopters into people's games for no reason, right? He flew in, you know, a couple of weeks ago to go try to get one of their kids a relationship, get him to flip from OU, right? I mean, they've got those kids all over, you know, and they just keep seeming to fall into place there, right? They like you said, freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever it is, you know, they're talent all over the field. So you know, when you say what keeps you up, it's everything, right? It's schematically they do a great job, but then talent wise, they're out of the world in terms of just pure ability. And then they play hard, you know. But I'll say this, you know, we don't do what we do looking forward to playing in a game that you're not going to have to play your best, right? We don't do what we do hoping that, man, I hope this team lays down. You know, you do what you do wanting it to be an absolute dogfight, play after play after play after play, and that's what you prepare for. That's how we're wired, and we're excited.
Appreciate that, Coach Wigginton. And, of course, they'll have their hands full with a pesky Louisville team on Friday. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is Countdown to Kickoff.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. Uber Eats is fantastic, and they've been an absolute tremendous sponsor all year long. It is week one of the high school playoff season, week 12, whatever number you want to call it. Third season, depending upon if that's the way your coach likes to look at it. And that's how a lot of folks that we've talked to have certainly phrased it. But we are back. That's Steve. I'm Fred. And let's go out to one Mr. Dan Brunoff, TSN chief meteorologist, to give you a little taste of what the weather will be like for this opening weekend of the playoffs.
Hard to believe Friday Night Lights is upon us again here across North Texas in the Red River Valley. You might even bring a little jacket with you. The wind will be from the south at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, and temperature will be falling through the 50s during the game. I don't see any precipitation in the forecast, but again, you may want to layer up just a little bit, as again, those temperatures will be in the 50s. But otherwise, it should be a banner night for high school football. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, Dan Brunoff. Look, be appropriate and bring an extra layer, okay? That's the moral of the story. You guys are used to Dan by now, and if you're not, well, just wait another week. Again, we've got a lot of folks in the DFW who are giddy about this first week of the playoffs. Why? Because you got a lot of playoff teams in the state of Texas from the north side of the state, and a lot of DFW teams that think they've got a chance, and they do.
Absolutely. Big shout-outs from the north, out of Hamilton, KCLW-AM. Thank you guys for doing what you do down there, DeLeon Hamilton, Heiko. And then the Mighty 93 out of Stephenville, the Yellow Jackets and the Dublin Lions. And, of course, our flagship here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, KRLD-AM.
All right, let's take a look at a couple games, and this game jumps out just because it's one, and you know, look, I don't want to bury the lead here or give anything away, but you like this North Crowley Byron Nelson matchup in more ways than one.
I do, and it's just because I've kind of jumped the first couple of weeks, went all the way to the semis. It's like, who's going to come through the regions and what's going to happen? Who's going to be in the Final Four? And I like the North Crowley team. I think they're a sleeper in the Metroplex. Everybody talks about Duncanville and Westlake and North Shore and blah, blah, blah. I just think that's a team that's going to rear its head and going to surprise everybody.
The second round matchup between North Crowley and Coppell.
Yeah, that's
it's not a second round matchup. It's a regional matchup, right? So it would be like a Sweet 16 type matchup which I fully expect them to make it, right?
But we have been talking about the Coppell Cowboys all year long.
There's going to be a lot of we're going to see a lot of really really good second and third round matchups this particular playoffs. And like I said, that Coppell North Crowley matchup is something that we're going to be keeping our eyes on as well. There's another couple matchups we've got our eyes on in the 6A Division 2 bracket. We'll tell you what those are coming up next. That's Steve. I'm Fred. It is a Countdown to Kickoff playoff special right here on TSN. If I can, I will. Ladies and gentlemen, glad to have you on back.
That's on a t-shirt.
Glad. You got that right. Welcome in. He's Steve. I'm Fred. Shout out to all our TSN affiliates. Steve gave you all a shout out. And, of course, again, make sure you tune in on Friday. And give us a phone call. The phones were a little light on Friday. I think a lot of y'all were feeling some type of way. Maybe, season's over for a lot of schools.
Right.
And so people are just kind of, waxing nostalgic about the season that was. Let's talk a little bit about some of these 4A games that we've got coming up. Saline is a team that you like in a big way.
I do, coming out of 4A Division 1, Region 2. I have them going through that region and then through the Final Four all the way to the state game. I have them actually winning. I like Stephenville in that division on Region 1. Out of Region 3, I like the Longview Pine Tree team, and then Davenport out of Region 4. But I still have Salina out of the Metroplex winning all of 4A Division 1.
And then, just real quick, we'd be remiss if we didn't jump to your 3A Division 1. Pilot Point!
They're in it.
Back in the mix!
I am going to that game tomorrow night.
I'm excited for you. We'll talk about it on Friday. All right, Coach Martinez, the El Dorado Aztecs, one of the best stories in the state of Texas that you haven't heard. How did he take his team from 1-9 last year to 10-0 this year? Well, we'll ask him ourselves coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. The Countdown to Kickoff Playoff Edition continues next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
We've done the North, we've done the South, we've done the East. Now let's venture on to the west side of the state. We've got an interview for you as well. We had a chance to catch up with Frank Martinez, head football coach of the El Dorado Aztecs in El Paso. 1-9 last year, 10-0 this year. One of the best turnarounds in the entire state of Texas. How well run is this team, and how poised are they to make a deep state run? Well, we asked Frank.
Yeah, you know what? The two biggest things that we talked about in our offseason were competition and chemistry. Those were the two C's we really needed to develop. And our guys, we knew we had talent. But every single day we just worked on competing. We had a competition drill with everything, whether it was a physical competition, whether it was an athletic competition, a mental game, et cetera. And our kids really stepped up to that challenge. And then, the second part, the chemistry one, was the biggest thing for us. We had cliques everywhere, and, we just needed to bring all those guys together. We did a lot of things in the off season outside of football. We volunteered at children's hospitals. We did food drives. We did some fun stuff, went to Top Golf, and different things like that, just kind of get these guys out and getting to know each other, getting coaches to be more involved with our players as well, and understanding them. And through that process, we've been able to build those relationships, and it's paying dividends on the field. When offense is having a rough spurt, defense tells them, hey, we're gonna get the ball back, and they do. When defense is going against a great offense, hey, we're going to answer. And then special teams has been huge for us throughout the year, and that's been the awesome thing is this year it's not pointing fingers and blaming each other. It's, hey, we have your back, and we're going to be here every step of the way, and that's really been the difference. Yeah, no, definitely. You know, a common saying is it's a great day to be an Aztec, you know, around here. And, you know, kids are proud. Kids are singing it. Kids are, you know, knowing the alma mater and, you know, high pitches and everything. They're screaming it out. You know, we have a really awesome tradition in our war chant that we have, you know, after touchdowns, after games. And, you know, all the kids are loving it up. You know, big credit also to our strength and conditioning coordinator. What he's done is, you know, he works obviously with football. He was one of our football coaches, but he works with all 15 of our programs. And there's a great union with all of our student athletes. And so all of them know the war chant. All of them, you know, all have the same, you know, sayings. You know, we all go by the same acronym. So it's been a great community effort. And like you said, you know, the football team, you know, we start off the year. And, you know, all of our teams have been doing well. Our volleyball team, you know, made it back into the playoffs this year. They did some great things. Our cross country team, our girls team advanced to the next round, you know, and, you know, we want to keep that momentum building. And you can see it, you know, you could talk to, I talked to, you know, being the athletic coordinator, our other head coaches, and they're excited for their season, you know, because of ours. And they're like, yeah, coach, we got some great things going. And, you know, so it's a very positive environment right now. And our principal, she's awesome. And, you know, she's the center and the cornerstone of all of it. You know, her whole thing is 8 tribes, 1 empire. You know, we have 7 feeders, 3 middle schools and 4 elementaries. And she's done a great job of, you know, cultivating all of us, bringing us all together. So on game days for us, we go to the elementaries, the middle schools. We alternate, you know, week by week. And we do morning greetings, you know, high five, fist bumps in the jerseys. And those kids love it. So we have more and more fans. We have, you know, a better culture throughout. So it's been a very good environment for all. Yeah, no, you know, just consistency. You know, there's going to be highs and lows. And, you know, I know that that's kind of the common thing. But like you mentioned, we're playing a really scrappy team, you know, and they did a great job of last week with, you know, proving that. And we got to make sure that, you know, we just got to be consistent, you know, with our offense, our defense. We got to make sure that, you know, we're on the positive side of, and really our special teams have to step up and do a great job there. So if we can utilize that, you know, and our team speed, then we'll have success.
Thanks again to Coach Martinez, and we're going to be leveling up the El Dorado Aztecs as well, as they will be trying to traverse through 5A Division I. All right, lots to get to as we take you through the entire west part of the state. The entire, well, most of it. Don't go anywhere. Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game. Appreciate that, and we are coming down the home stretch on all things Western Region. Shout out once again to Coach Frank Martinez from the El Dorado Aztecs. Like I said, 1-9 last year, 10-0 this year. Heck of a turnaround if we do say so ourselves. All right, let's kind of find out what's the weather going to be like in the west portion of the state. You know who we're going to talk to, the one, the only TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Well, we're winding down on the regular season of Friday Night Lights, and the weather here across West Texas will be delightful. If you don't mind, a little bit of wind from the south, gusting 20 to 25, could hamper the passing and kicking game just a little bit. They'll be coming in from the south. Temperatures will be falling through the 50s during the game, so dress appropriately. Definitely want to layer up, maybe a light jacket and a beanie, help keep your head warm. Otherwise, enjoy the game. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Headwear this time.
Yeah, there it is.
First time this year he's suggested headwear. So you guys take that and, you know, dress accordingly.
Run with it. Hey, I've got some shout-outs out of West Texas. Fox Sports Abilene, KWKC out of Abilene, Big Ben Radio out of Alpine, KVLF AM and FM, and our buddies out at KBEST out of Big Spring at KBST FM. Mark Richardson doing a great job.
Doing a fantastic job. We didn't look, and he's, what, 2A? Did his Kahoma team? Yeah, they did. I'm looking right at it. They play, shout out to Mark, his team, and of course he's the play-by-play for him, this Friday on this very same TSN affiliate. If you guys are listening to it, we know you are, Kahoma against Odessa Compass Academy.
So they're at a 4A, 3A Division II.
3A Division II, that's correct. Yep. So they've got their hands full. So of course we're pulling. I mean, look, we try to be deferential, but we're Team Kahoma.
I mean, let's call it what it is. All right. I should. Hey, no disrespect to the Odessa Compass Academy, but
we got to give love to our affiliates.
It's absolutely right. Yes. It's absolutely right. Yep. And exactly. There was another coach in Odessa who never returned any of our calls. So just let that. Hey, do with that information. Do with that information what you will, ladies and gentlemen. Do with that information what you will. So, West Side, anything that jumps off the page to you, Mr. Steve Randall? We don't mean to be ugly or difficult or anything like that, but I think we're both in agreement that I don't expect any West Texas teams to make any deep runs in 6A. I mean, no disrespect, but I'm just calling it like I see it. I think it's going to be a very Houston Dallas centric Final Four, if I do say so myself.
Well, when you get down to 1A, 2A, I mean, you're talking the Whiteface, Westbrook, yes. Abbott, Gordons, Groover, Munster, Mart, Shiner, the normal folks. And then Sunray is definitely coming out of West Texas. I have them actually winning the whole thing.
Although, don't sleep on, Lubbock Cooper, if I'm not mistaken, that could be making a run as well, because I think they beat Lovejoy earlier in this year, and they do have the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. He's Steve, I'm Fred. One final segment left, and we'll put this bad boy to bed. Don't you go anywhere. It's hard not to like him, Steve. It's hard not to like him. And just so to pay off it wasn't even a tease. We just kind of, I was just talking and didn't really know what I was talking about, which isn't all that uncommon for me. No, it was Lubbock Cooper that I was referring to in 5A.
Well, if I'm not...
5A D2.
Didn't they lose their last couple of games?
They did lose their last couple of games, but, you know, look, here's the thing. They've got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo.
Yeah.
And that is something that once you have it, you can't lose it. Okay?
And we were talking about folks out of the West, and mm-hmm. that's where I'm hanging my hat on Sunray.
Absolutely.
Out of Region 1, 2A Division 1.
It's a good team to hang your hat on.
Yeah, and we've got, and my final four for that whole division is going to be out of Region 2, you got Hamilton, we've talked about them this year. Honey Grove, they're always studly. And then Ganado. I mean, it's, yeah. So that's out of Region 4. So I do have Sunray winning that that whole division. Munster in the 2A Division 2. I'm having an issue between them and Shiner.
Well, what's your gut tell you?
I mean...
Shiner?
No, Munster.
Munster. Well.
Yeah, and I'm even having Mart getting beat. I mean, even though they're going to come out of Region 3... I still want to hang my hat on Munster.
Well, I'll tell you what you can hang your hat on. Tune in Friday from 10 to 12:30. No better place to turn to for your week one of the high school football playoffs to get you caught up on everything. The same TSN affiliates. He's Steve, I'm Fred. We'll see you Friday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.